Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice. Come on, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Hello there. It's Joey Kroll, and this, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio on this already February the 3rd, 2013. Yep, that's right, brand new month, February. And if you're new to Sunday Worship, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God. And as I just mentioned, that this is a brand new month, February. And of course, February, we celebrate Valentine's Day. So we are going to take a look at love today. Yeah, it's all about love. God's love, our love towards Him and His body and His people. That's right, all about love on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came.
Calls me home here in the power of Christ. I'll stand. No power.
I love it. The Gettys and In Christ Alone right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. And we are focusing today, well, it's all about love. That's right, focusing on our love towards God and His love towards us. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Friend, one of His greatest promises to us is that nothing can separate us from the love of God. No tribulation or distress we might ever suffer can destroy the power of His love to carry us through. See, friend, this tells me so clearly that I cannot read God's love for me by my circumstances alone. Did you hear that? And that's often my greatest temptation. How could a loving God allow this to happen to me? Right? How many of us can relate to that? But the Lord never promised that we would escape hardship, persecution, poverty, or danger. In fact, He promised the opposite. The promise is that His love for us would be greater than any and all circumstances we might have to endure. Consider the life of Jesus. He went to the cross and died an excruciating death. He didn't escape difficulties. He experienced them more than anyone can ever imagine. So allow His death to settle any questions you have about the love of God. Friend, don't ever judge God's love for you based on circumstances alone, but rather evaluate your circumstances from God's point of view, and that's love. It's His main motive for everything that happens to you. On Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. How's your weekend coming along? Pretty good? Hanging in there? Yeah, we did absolutely nothing this weekend. Praise the Lord. Those weekends are always good. Amen. Hey, today it's all about love, focusing on our love towards God and His love towards us and the love that we should share and demonstrate to everyone else. Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13 says, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Tell you what, the Bible speaks of great falling away in the last days. Before the end of the age arrives, it seems that we're seeing it on a grand scale all around us. Amen. I mean, virtually everywhere we look, we're watching the decline of moral values and ethics and governments and entertainment, social culture, and so forth. It seems hard to deny that we're living in the final days. This is not an easy time for true believers. The evil around us can be so discouraging and the darkness so oppressive that it really threatens our ability to walk in love. Amen. Yet the reality of the gospel is brighter and more relevant than ever in this world. And the inner light of Jesus burning in us will be all the more intense and warm in this gloomy landscape, if and only if we fill our lamps with His holy oil and burn with His love. Antichrist culture is permeating, but we respond with the enduring culture of Jesus, a culture of supernatural love that will not die. Friend, take heart and don't be deceived or discouraged or allow your love to grow cold. These signs of the end are simply proof that God is on His throne and His sovereign word will be fulfilled exactly as He spoke it. Continue in His love. Radiate His life. Wherever you are, wherever you go, bring His love, because love will endure even forever.
Shackled by a
Sunday worship on Great News Radio.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
hearts with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
That's right, friend. Give thanks. That's right. Give thanks for whatever season you may be in right now. You may be in a season where you do want to give thanks because God has blessed you to the max. But maybe you're in a season right now where you don't feel like giving thanks. Friend, once we have a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of thanksgiving, it helps us appreciate the seasons that we're in, both the good and the bad. So let us give thanks to our God and our King. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. How are you, friend? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend thus far. Hey, today it's all about love. Yeah, that's right. Here we are, a brand new month, February. Of course, February, we celebrate Valentine's Day. So we're going to start a series today about love. Yes, that's right. Our love towards God, His love towards us, and the love that we ought to be sharing with others. It's all about love. Matthew chapter 24. And I read this just a few moments ago. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. We have in our home a cord-free, battery-free alarm clock, and we call that Kids. Yes, like clockwork, each morning the kids jump into our bed, Tim and Hannah, and they give us that ever so joyful wake-up call. Praise the Lord. Since what's interesting to me is that when our kids wake up, they don't ever wonder if we'll be there. They come running, jumping eagerly and expectantly to come see us. Sleepy-eyed, bad breath, and morning hair as we may be, they still want to see us. They don't wake up worrying about what they will wear today or whether they'll be warm enough. They expect that. They expect that they'll be changed and dressed up nice and warm when it's cold. They don't worry about it or what they're going to eat. They just expect that we'll know that they're hungry and we will serve them a yummy, yummy breakfast. When they fall down, they immediately look towards us. And we run over there to kiss their boo-boos to make it all better. Don't you wish you were a child or a baby sometimes? No worries, getting pampered and hugged and kissed. Well, I have good news, friend. You are a baby. You are the Lord's baby. We are His children, and He loves us with an everlasting and perfect love. He cares for us, just like we care for our own little children and grandchildren. In fact, even much, much, much more than that. From this morning on, from this day on, let's start coming to the Lord as we are His children. We shouldn't worry about anything. Our Father awaits the time when we will totally put our trust in Him. He loves us and He knows every one of our needs, even before a word is on our lips. Let's practice putting our worries aside and determine to expect our Heavenly Father to meet our every need. And don't forget to take some time out today and say, Abba, Father, thank you so much for loving me. Thank you. Jesus is Lord. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Glorify the Lord. I love that. It's Twyla Paris right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for spending some time here with me today. It's always a pleasure to do life along with you and read the Word together. Worship our God and our King who lives forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Friend, if you want to get a hold of me, you can catch up with me pretty much any time. You can drop me a line, joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Or you can just drop me a message the old-fashioned way. Yeah, by sending a letter. It's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. And also let me know if you have a song request as well. Well, friend, don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mr. Mark Burns behind this microphone tomorrow. So until then, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.